I wish Jim Trafficant was still alive.
Yeah.
Because at least he was a fighter, right?
Yeah, I took my hat off. I took my hat off. I said, I'm not Jim Trafficant, but I said, I'm willing to fight for you. You people got to help me, though. You got to help us.
Right, right.
Well, those percentages that they're talking about at the meeting that night, I was actually physically getting ill.
She was in tears.
What?
Like, they caved. They're selling us out. They caved. That's money coming in.
Oh, you mean the percentage of the revenue?
Yeah, coming in. And no matter how much money they collect, it's not going to cover damages that they are doing back here. Everything, the total damage.
Right. It can't even come close.
It's worthless.
Well, I mentioned that to Michelle, the HB578, and she said, that's nice if you're going to give us the money for stuff that's already happened to us.
We don't want their money.
But we don't want it going forward. We want you just to leave.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
We don't want their money.
Yeah.
No, we've survived this long in our little community.
Yeah.
We can do it on our own. We don't need blood money.
Well, exactly. And it seems like, I have a question about 578, but it seems like if you already have a large amount of cancer, prostate or otherwise, in this neck of the woods, bringing that in would make that issue worse, but also it would be hard to tease that out from what's already going on. So that industry would be able to remove itself from saying, oh, no, they already had this problem when we came in.
Exactly.
What you can't tell us that when we came here, all of a sudden there was a little spike and that was associated with us. You can't tell us that spike was us because you didn't quantify it. And that's the problem with DNR and with UIC and with the just Ohio EPA is their phobia of quantifying stuff and measuring the effects of this kind of industry, especially the injection wells. Like, it seems to me like there's a bit... Everyone knows there's a basic suite of water and air things that you can measure around these sites to figure out if they're causing it, but they don't seem to have any will. And they might say, well, we don't have the money. Well, then charge the companies, charge the oil and gas companies more money to take oil and gas out of the ground so you can measure their effects. They don't seem to really want to, they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them, not even nibble on the hands. Exactly.
I told Dennis, I said, I think...
Dennis Kucinich?
Yeah, I said, the reason ODNR is giving these permits, they're afraid of a lawsuit with the big money from these gas companies. Yeah. They're afraid of it.
Right. So HB 578, it just seems interesting to me that these townships would want to... It's almost like a race to the bottom. It's like you have this oil and gas waste coming into the state from out of state, and now you want to encourage that by monetizing it.
Exactly.
It just strikes me as it's offensive almost. Well,
that
it is offensive.
That was brought out when they were saying it at the township meeting.
That's just what Dennis said too.
Yeah.
This isn't Ohio's waste. This is other states' waste that they're going to put over here.
Yeah, and the thing is how are we going to, I was just at a conference, or not I wasn't, but I actually heard about it through some folks I work with at Frack Tracker. They were at a conference at Penn State. Penn State every year runs their, oil and gas, whatever, their dog and pony show where they say it's academics. And there is academia there, but there's also a lot of industry there. And they, last year, the theme at that Penn State conference in College Park or College Station, wherever Penn State's main campus is, was we need to start to permit more injection wells in Pennsylvania because other states, namely, obviously, we knew they were talking about Ohio, are going to start to really push back against this. Obviously, Brookfield goes against that, but the general theme was we need to start to process our own waste. And there is a permit outside of Pittsburgh. There's another one, Grant Township, I think, is it?
Yeah.
Right over the border. So they are starting to talk about this, but monetizing out-of-state waste or permitting more injection wells in no way helps push back against that stuff coming. It encourages more of it, which strikes me as odd that you would want to put your people at risk like that for a couple bucks.
That's exactly what I was feeling that night of the township meeting talking about that.
Yeah. I told this bowlware from Highland Fields. I said, you want to put one close to my backyard? Why don't you put one right down on the triangle in Pittsburgh? See what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See what happens.
Or put one near your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it near your house.
Tell you what, we'll swap homes for a week. See how long you can stand it.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Live right on top of it.
And I don't, on these injections wells, I don't know whether those are diesel motors that they inject with, or is it electric?
It's
I don't
diesel.
Know.
It's usually
I'm trying
diesel.
To find out.
It's usually the ones I've seen are diesel. The ones
can
in Ashtabula.
You imagine the noise here for her?
Can you imagine the
well
smell?
It's right there.
For all of us. Yeah. Oh, it's going to go through the air.
Yeah.
The smell alone. That smells horrific.
Getting back to that health and that. Yeah. My daughter, she works with children. She's got a title about this long, but she works with children with cancer.
Where is she? And where does she work?
She's in Tampa. She's at St.
Jude's?
Jude's.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Aaron was here, and she tried to tell Gary Lees about what kind of health problems we could have.
Gary's a township trustee? Or
yeah.
Okay.
But even my wife, even the way she is, her long-term memory is sharp. She was at a couple of meetings and stood up and talked about our health and welfare here in our community. But it's my kids keep telling me, Dad, that's a never-ending battle. I said, well, I might lose, but I'm going to go down trying to get it out of here.
Do you think that, I mean, I'm assuming the average age in this park is high, right?
Mostly retired.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not all retired.
There's
no,
we got some children.
Oh, there are. Oh, there are. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's young families in here.
Okay.
Always has been.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's a
yes.
Okay. So the age bracket is.
We even have teenager families in here. We
okay.
have all ages.
Right. And I wonder. I mean, do you ever talk to the people that live around here and say, look, how do you feel about being kind of thrown under the bus? You know, that's basically what they do if they put an injection well near you. They're kind of throwing you under the bus in the name of energy independence, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that seems like a pretty raw deal that anyone, regardless of their political stripes, could say, you know, I don't really like being thrown under the bus.
Well, I haven't in here yet because, you know, people hibernate in the winter anyhow.
Right, right.
But little by little, if things are starting to open up on the phone or when you are walking on a nice day, like tomorrow, so it's be nice. I'll be out walking or working in the yard, and people stop and talk, and they start talking about their feelings, and that's when you get a chance to talk to them.
And you bring this up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the first thing, because they'll just say, well, what do you think about that back there? I said, well, you live way over there. What do you think I think about that right there?
Right.
You know.
Right.
But you try and convince them. You can't just stay home, because
right.
this is going to affect us terribly. Not only us here. Other communities all
right.
around.
Right.
But you need to go. You need to go to our gatherings and meetings. You need to get involved. You need to be there, show up so you can get the correct information so you stop being so fearful.
People are afraid.
Well, they're, like I said, they
afraid
are
of their
frozen
shadow.
In fear.
Once they started this road,
yeah.
my
yeah.
home phone.
Yeah.
I got an answer machine. A lot of it, I just let them put it on the answer machine, and I'd call them back.
Yeah, they're right. terrified.
But they finally come out of the woodwork once this started. But they wouldn't come out before when I was trying to warn them
yeah.
that this was going to happen. We got to start mm-hmm. trying to stop this now,
mm-hmm.
not after they get their foot in here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
And we do not have zoning in Brookfield.
Oh, okay.
And that's one thing is kind of against
I
me.
Know.
Against
sure.
Not me, it's
I
all
know.
Of us.
Right.
I was sad when that was defeated. That was hopeful.
Yeah.
19
but,
votes.
I think that Highland Fields, they planned for a long, long time. They didn't just get here. Little by little,
mm-hmm.
they were
but the thing is, Gloria,
paying donations, as they call it now.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with that, what she just said,
mm-hmm.
they were planning,
mm-hmm.
but why? I cannot figure out why they chose this, unless they got that land.
Mm-hmm.
They got 75 acres there.
Mm-hmm.
Why they got it a decent price, and they jumped on it.
Yeah.
And they figured, well, we can do this. No matter if that road all the way back from out there at Route 7 up behind this park up towards 82 cost them a couple million dollars to put in, they're coming.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care how much money they spent.
Systemically.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money they spent. Stop them.
Right.